We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Guys, Ralph Marlboro here. You know I take my flavored whiskey very seriously and would never steer you wrong. I want to tell you about Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is a strawberry-flavored whiskey blended with aged wheat whiskey, American light whiskey, fresh strawberries from Ponchatoula, Louisiana. It's 86 proof. Blended and bottled in New Orleans, Louisiana at the Porch Jam Distillery. Hardhide Strawberry Whiskey is not for the thin-skinned. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is supporting Saints Happy Hour all football season. So support the people who support the show. Grab a bottle of Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey today. You can pick up a bottle wherever fine spirits are sold in Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee. To learn more and to find a location to get a bottle near you, go to HardhideStrawberryWhiskey.com. That's HardhideStrawberryWhiskey.com.
Well, what happened was that second game, we got our ass kicked. Or the second half, we just got our ass totally kicked. We couldn't do diddly-poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. The second half, we sucked. We couldn't stop the run. Every time they got the ball, they went down and got points. We got our ass totally kicked in the second half. That's what it boiled down to. It was a horse performance in the second half. I'm totally embarrassed and totally ashamed. Coaching did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job. We got our ass kicked in that second half. It sucked. It stunk.
Welcome to the award-winning Saints Happy Hour podcast. Seriously, this podcast has won awards? American standards are dropping every day. The show features Ralph, the best host in the world, who can barely pronounce his own name, much less anyone else's.
Marquez Callaway.
Dave is that dude who loves taking bathroom breaks. He's mad about almost anything, so make sure to lower your volume when he speaks.
Put that freaking clown meme back up that I made. Jesus Christ.
Andrew has sources, watches tapes, and knows football. He rarely shows up on time and wants to commit crimes to help the Saints win.
Sean Payton would have done illegal things. Don't tell me I'm wrong, because you know it's true.
Oh, and there's also Kevin, who is great at doing mock drafts, but struggles to actually watch Saints games or have a functioning relationship.
Budrich wants to know how the doctor's doing.
That ended.
Anyway, grab a drink, sit back, and enjoy the insanity.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour podcast presented by Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey. I'm Ralph Marlboro. I'm joined by Dave, Andrew. Also, hello to everybody in the chat. We have a ton of people in the chat. Aldi, Dave's friend, Andrew's dad, Mexi Hudat, Applejacks, ton of people. They here, I guess, for like therapy. We have a great show for you tonight. We're going to recap who to blame for whatever the hell that was yesterday with the Saints. We have the sad return, Dave, of the Clown of the Week. We have a new game called Slap, Punch, Fire. And the hotline is now officially free community-based Saints therapy. Thomas, and I quote, said before the show, greatest hotline ever. And we'll answer your questions and preview Saints Pats. But before we start, remember to subscribe to Saints Happy Hour, wherever you get your podcast. And I also have to mention about our MVP contest. Jerry the wonderful Jerry at JLD Hot Sauces and Knives gave me this custom-made knife with the Saints Make Happy Hour logo. We're going to raffle it off at the end of the season. Dave, I have so many inappropriate thoughts about the knife. People emailed me and told me to keep them to myself. But if we reach $100 tonight, the MVP will choose which mini bar bottle from my now gigantic burgeoning mini bar collection, which bottle I will poison myself with. Jed, a.k.a. Saints Rabbit, he delivered load of horrible liquors. He said he
Does that say Jägermeister cold brew?
That it does. And tonight we got mango jalapeno tequila.
Ugh.
And we have something called banana pudding moonshine.
Ugh.
Let me tell you, I got the bucket ready, kids.
And the old bucket.
And here's the thing, Dave. These two, they aren't even top 10 worst of the things that Saints Rabbit delivered. And by the way, if we reach goal tonight of $100, me and Dave will do a live mailbag on Twitch following this show. I'll be drunk, hopefully. And you do a live mailbag. We'll take questions in the chat. It'll be amazing. We got to reach $100 for y'all to get that. I'm drinking, of course, Hard Hide strawberry whiskey with Farmer's Market peach lemonade. It's amazing. It made yesterday 10% more bearable.
Mm.
What are you drinking, Andrew?
I'm having a glass of wine against my better judgment, but I had a nice tennis win. So,
was this the city championship?
Yeah.
Was this the Catalina City wine mixer championship? So did you win?
I won
doubles.
It's three singles courts.
Okay.
You guys better buckle up because I got a couple tennis things to share.
Oh shit!
But I'm
drinking something in the orange by Seven Tap.
So I won my court, but it's three singles courts, and we were playing for the title, and okay. I won my match, and then I slowly watched.
Wait, you have
each
a team
court
of,
next to me.
There's, are
it's
you on
three
a team
singles
with,
courts?
Are you on a team with two other people?
Yeah, well, there's like seven of us on the team, but like
okay.
the top three guys play, and this Understood. Is like a championship okay. for the city. So,
the wow. three of us are you playing like another Ooh, tennis club.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah. So I win my match, and then I watch the other two guys who are up a set. It was basically the Packers game. I would be like the
Way
Saints
to bring it back,
defense.
Huge. Way to bring it
in
back.
This metaphor. I would be like the Saints defense, and then I watched Jameis Winston and Groupie pissed the game away.
Wow, so his team under the bus.
It was horrible. Jesus. It was horrible. So that happened tonight. And then also, you guys know I coach a high school tennis team, and it was my birthday recently. And the girls, I coached the girls in the fall, the boys in the spring. They made me a bobblehead. Look
wow.
at this.
That's amazing.
This is a me bobblehead. And Dave, if you look close, I don't know if you can see. So you got a birthday cake here at the bottom, and if you look very closely,
number one frat coach. Wow. Number one frat coach.
So they made me this. I'm humiliated. I'm. It's hilarious.
The only thing that would have been better is if number one coach Bouge.
Well, first of all, look.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were
wearing all whites.
I never joined a fraternity, but I had friends that joined a fraternity, and I was told you never called it a frat because you wouldn't call your country a.
That's right.
Whatever. Anyway. Oh. So.
That's lovely. So if you ever can't make it, Andrew, if you ever can't make it, just set the live stream up. Just set the bobblehead. Just set it there when you can't make it. And we'll just, that can be your fill-in. We can just do.
I think just leave it there. Just like, just put it on a couple of books. Put a couple of books down in front of you. Don't do that. No. If there was ever a time that where you want to be watching the video, it's right now. It's or actually, right maybe now. Maybe not. Maybe this is the worst time to be watching the video. I don't know.
That's right. So
Dave, yes, the noise in my, yeah, sorry. Yeah,
no, I was going to say,
Dylan, we're getting complaints on the Twitch live stream about your noise.
It is no worse than my cat. I wasn't going to say that. Dave, what I was going to say is the Saints offense is like a teenage girl. It's broken and sad about not being able to see Taylor Swift. But Dave, you were there at the Superdome. How was the mood? That game was really sad to watch yesterday.
Yeah, it was. I brought my son. We had a good time. This is game two now. If he's come with me, I think he's going to try to come to every game. No night games. No Thursday night football games.
Oh wow.
But I don't know. Now everybody on the show, you've met Daphne and Angela, who sit behind me now. Thanks for the hotline. You've met them. And they can be, a little bit reactionary. They're kind of on the, they're close to Ralph on the sliding scale of being rational and,
maybe they are related.
Yeah. And being totally crazy. They're closer to Ralph. People were calling, they wanted Jameis. I felt bad for Jameis. He got a fresh new fade. He had a new haircut. I feel like he was thinking today was going to be like his day. He was going to get some camera time. People were going to be talking about him. And then, boom, Derek Carr starts instead. So I felt a little bad for Jameis.
Hey, you wanted to pick him, man.
And the Barstool guys, too. The Barstool. I know. I think it cost me.
You argued with me, man. You tried to strong-hand me.
Karma. Karma's a bitch. That's all I can say.
Aren't you glad I took Jameis Winston before you?
Yeah, right. That's hilarious.
In the competition.
I know. Anyway, but
I saved you, man.
No, you didn't, because I would have picked somebody else that it might have cost me negative points. I don't remember who I picked. The mood in the dome was, I'll say this, they booed when the team ran off the field at halftime. I will say, I don't know if that was mentioned on Twitter at all during the game, they booed this team off the field at halftime. I don't know if I feel that bad about it. I didn't boo. I don't usually do that, but there was booing.
I was there.
I was okay.
Here's the thing, Andrew, this with the offense is I thought in my crippled naivete that the offensive line just play a little better and like things will pick up. They'll get better. They'll get, to 20, 24 points. The offensive line was not horrible. And yet the offense, it felt as broken as a Saints offense as I've maybe ever seen. If you don't count the Ian Book COVID game, like, it was as broken an offense as I've ever seen. And I include the Trevor Siemian and the Taysom game when he started against Dallas. Like, even those games, like, Taysom ran around and, like, made plays. He hit a bomb to Deontay Hardy. Like, this felt like Ditka era, completely broken everything, like, from scheme to execution to plan. And, like, that's why it was, I don't know where do you start, Mr. Film Watcher? Where did you start when you watched this and you think,
well, I don't know.
You
first
had to watch
thing,
this again?
The first thing, there's a couple plays that I thought were pretty telling. I mean, I hate to bang on Adam Prentice again, but when you're the fullback and you get the and your team, your defense comes up with a huge pick and you get handed the ball at the 1 yard line on a fullback dive. Your entire job description is fall forward for a yard, don't fumble the ball. That's it. And he fumbled.
Even if you get a safety and they stone you, don't fumble.
Right.
Safety's bad, but we'd have just blamed the referee for a bad call and would have been like, that sucks. 9-3. Right. Bad.
That was horrible. Then, there's another play where, Carr doesn't put the ball in a great location, but he throws it to Prentice in the flat on a third down and he gets both hands on the ball. He drops it. Like he would have run for 20 yards on that play. And the drive would have survived. So, there's little stuff like that. That's just like, man, like you don't have a prayer if you're doing stuff like that. But also I couldn't help but think about Jameis Winston a year ago and Dennis Allen making this decision to play him with a broken back. And it feels like we're here again. You know, you've got a starting quarterback with an AC joint sprain, and Dennis Allen is forcing the issue, and he's being convinced to play him, and clearly he was not ready to play. Physically, he couldn't do it, and, I mean, he checked the ball down to Alvin Kamara a bunch, but, like, and I say this as, like, an anti-Jameis guy. Like, I like, at this point, like, I don't even want to see Jameis. I don't really care to see him on the field. And it was comical that his one pass was intercepted, but could he really have been any worse in that game?
Well, do you think, Dave? That's a good question. I'm with.
First of all, going back to Adam Prentice, I'm not defending him at all for fumbling the ball. But was that? I was at the game. Was that not a BS call that we were on the 1 yard line?
Oh, should completely. It was horrible. It was a horrible call.
I mean, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if there was some explanation as far as like. His momentum, the referee during the game said something about his momentum. So I didn't know if there was some rule about, like, after he caught it, like if he gets pulled back as opposed to, I don't know, but
it was a bullshit call
on the video. It was like, he wasn't down until he wasn't down until he was in the end zone.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I just wanted to make sure not that excuses Prentice, but it just, you know, it just, obviously,
well, because
it pisses us all
off. He's not getting the ball.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
You might drive down. You could, if the Saints have first down at the 25, they might have made.
I don't.
No.
But I don't understand. Didn't they look at that on the video? Didn't they replay that?
Didn't they
look at that on the video?
I think they did. I think it was inside of 2 minutes, so the Saints can't challenge.
So I don't understand. Like, you're telling me they reviewed that, and I'm like, me and everybody else in the Superdome who saw it on the big screen like once or twice from like one angle, we saw that he was down in the end zone, and they got a chance to review this with all the fancy cameras, and they couldn't figure out that he was down inside the end zone. Like, I don't understand that. No. I do not understand this. This isn't Zapruder film. This isn't the Kennedy assassination. We have 50 angles. We have Microsoft. We have all this technology. You are telling me that they couldn't see that he was down in the end zone? This was reviewable. They reviewed. Yeah. I understand. If it's a live play, it happens. They get it wrong. Fine. Human error. I understand that. That's part of the game. They reviewed this. How did they get that wrong? I do not understand that. How is that possible?
Referees suck.
How is it possible? I do not understand that. Not so, that it excuses Adam Prentice, still screw you. You screwed up. You shouldn't have done that.
It was awful.
Oh, wait, but I wanted to go back. Andrew had a second point, and I forgot what it was. Andrew asked me a question, I think, and I totally...
Oh, it was about Jameis not starting when you
have... I agree with you. You know what? And the part of my take, guys, they said this too, and they have hard-ons for Jameis, so, like, their opinion doesn't really matter, but I agree with you. Like, what... I didn't even think about the fact that... I didn't even hearken back to last year and the Jameis Winston situation and playing a quarterback who's not ready. But I did feel the same way as you, Andrew. Like, when they announced that Derek Carr before the game was going to play, I said, this seems ill-advised. This seems very premature. Like, the man should get at least 1 week. No? Like, this seems very premature. And... you know, the fact that he's going out there and how many catches did Alvin Kamara have?
13 for 13
catches.
Yards.
How many yards did he have? Wow, 13 catches. Yards. He must have had 150 yards. Ralph, how many yards did he have?
33.
Ooh, only 33 yards.
The Saints averaged 3.4 yards a pass.
Jesus H. Christ. Now, that's a stat. That's a stat that you would expect to see from a quarterback that you trot out there who's injured, who has an injury, who got injured a week.
Even Breeze never did that.
Breeze
offense was positively downfield aerial display compared to yesterday.
But to answer directly Andrew's question, yes, I have to feel like an uninjured Jameis Winston would still be better than an injured.
Well, he wouldn't have been worse.
Throw the ball. Just be Jameis. At this point,
he came in.
Just throw it, chuck downfield, whatever. Yeah, I know. One in passing interception. So maybe that's telling. Maybe that's exactly.
Andrew got a medicine ball.
Yeah, I got to change my chair. That chair is very uncomfortable.
What?
Medicine ball is
not RX chair. Strength says it's check down Charlie. I don't even think that's fair, RX. I think it's whatever level is the next level from check down Charlie. Like, screen
well,
did, pass.
Didn't you say, sorry, I wasn't listening, but didn't you say that was an NFL record, Ralph, that it's never been done before?
That many catches for that few yards.
Correct. It is an NFL record.
It is an NFL record.
Yeah. That's an unbelievable stat. I can't believe that Drew Brees doesn't own that stat.
To put that in comparison, Chad Morton in the 2000 playoff game versus Minnesota, he set an NFL NFL playoff record with 13 catches, and he had 102 yards.
My son and I were walking out of the parking garage of the Dome after the game, and there were a bunch of drunk guys, and that's what they were saying. They were like, how many catches did Alvin Kamara have? It seemed like he had 10 catches for 12 yards.
704 says he...
And they were right on.
He broke the previous record of 71 yards, shattered it. Chisel that record in stone.
I don't see how that gets broken.
He turned that record into powder.
13 catches for how many yards?
33 yards. It's untouchable.
What's the math? That's
not even 3 yards a catch.
No, I know. That's like two. Is it less than 2.5?
It's like 2.2. Somebody do the math.
I'm gonna.
Jason Champagne and says it in my PPR league. Kamara still had a good week.
Right, I know. That's right. Right. Yeah, at least 13 points.
Guess who picked Alvin Kamara on our show last week? Guys.
33 yards.
33 yards.
So the offense, Andrew. The thing that was, I don't know if it was because Juwan Johnson got hurt in warmups. He had his strained calf and couldn't go. I don't know if it was Foster Moreau. I put the Marlboro stink on him. I picked him as my fantasy player of the week. He got it. He didn't go. I don't know if they didn't trust Jimmy Graham or whatever, but they did not throw in the middle of the field. They didn't even have people running routes. And we used to joke all during the 6 or 7 games that Jameis started that Jameis never threw the ball over the middle, and it was a Jameis thing. I want to publicly apologize to Jameis. Like, it's not a Jameis thing. Like, clearly it appears to be, Andrew, a design issue with the Saints.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say because, you know, Juwan Johnson got hurt pregame. Foster Moreau was out. So, like, at tight end, they're pretty thin. And I think they would have had a different plan with personnel if they had known that, Juwan Johnson got injured in warmups. So, we've talked about that before. I mean, remember when Sean Payton used to talk about losing Josh Hill mid-game and you, like, lose the front door of your house was the analogy that he made. And so, Juwan's a different kind of player. But when you talk about not being able to throw the ball over the middle of the field, like, he's a pretty important piece. I don't know where we go from here because I don't think the Saints particularly do anything well right now. And I would say that in the first couple of weeks, the one thing they did pretty well was get vertical and hit shot plays with Olave and Shaheed. And even that play,
It was just the one. Let's face it. It was just the one play.
Olave's got to catch that ball. And he kind of lets the ball come to him like he's trying to basket catch it as opposed to going up and getting it. And that's the difference. You know, if he goes up and gets that, he either catches the ball or he gets an interference call. And, you know, it's just like those are the little things. Like when your offense is struggling that bad, you need your best players to make that play. And he didn't. And so, yeah, like I don't know where we go from here, guys, because like they're not blocking well. The quarterback's not playing well. You know, Olave starting to screw up. There's nothing good, man.
The problem
there was if this was like Madden and there was like if you could like set your audible plays for the Saints, like, and it was like real life, like it's gonna be the wheel route to Shaheed, I feel like, up the sideline. You're gonna have a Taysom Hill, just run design QB run. We'll have a Mike Thomas slant on there. What else? What's on the Rushmore? Like, what's on the Rushmore of basic bitch Saints?
I think you gotta have like a Olave, the basic bitch. Like you gotta have Olave like
you sale, like that, Ralph?
The sale route. I do. the Pete Carmichael basic bitch playbook.
By the way, A shout out to Joe Shorter, Tulane fan and Saints fan, listener of this podcast, who came in my store and said, who made a pants got a Ralph's pants just got tighter reference.
He's a patron, by the way. Thank you.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah.
Sure. So maybe a rail route too, like up the rail. The Saints again, Olave and Shahid, they combined for four catches. They only had 13. Andrew,
because he was the passes were just off. They were like. They were just like a little like this is me. This is my own personal view from where I sit. But like I just feel like the passes were just a little bit off, a little underthrown, a little bit here, a little bit there. Like,
isn't that what happens when you start a guy that has a sprained ACL?
Yes. Again, that's going back to like it's like you might as well have started Jameis because like he's gonna either he's just gonna make the same shitty throws or like maybe. He's not injured, and like maybe he can actually make one of those throws, or maybe he can go deep or whatever. But like, yeah, or I would have thought, you know what? Like, I would have thought, hey, how about this? Taysom Hill, you know, he's played QB a little bit. Like, I would have thought we would have seen at least one or two, like, just shots downfield with Taysom.
Here's the thing. Oh, Dave, that was one of my final points on offense. I think they wanted to lean into Taysom Hill. I think that's the one thing I thought Pete Carmichael did kind of well in this game. They mixed up their tendencies with Taysom. They tried to have him throw. But as Andrew has said many, many times, Taysom Hill, he can't anticipate a throw.
Oh, no, he cannot. In fact, my God, I remember watching the replay on one of his throws, and somebody was just wide open right there in the flat, and you could see it on the goddamn big screen. It's like, that's where you throw it right then, right there, wide open. He is terrible. He cannot pull the trigger. He cannot pull the trigger. It is so frustrating. So frustrating.
It is. I forgot.
But I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about like designed just deep shots. Like let's just go. Go route. Everybody go. Thomas, go. Olave, go. Shahid, go.
I feel like that's let's what they're all. But
we suck. We suck. We're going to get our ass kicked. Our offensive line is terrible. Like just. Running backs, let's get two running backs, three wide routes, let's just go.
That's the entire offense now, Dave, though. It's just shot plays and vibes, man. Like, and especially like Andrew, this offense, it feels very weirdly designed in that like I counted like three different times where the Saints had like third and manageable and like Carr is like everyone throwing shot plays that aren't really close to being completed. And I don't look at the coach all 22, but like, is he just not throwing the checkdowns? Do they not have them designed? Like, it feels strange that the Saints.
Did you just ask me if they're not throwing the checkdowns?
No, I mean, like, on
that's all they're doing.
I mean, like, to the
13 catches for 33 yards. Is that a freaking joke? Are they not doing the checkdowns? What game are you watching?
No. What I mean is they're not throwing to the stick.
Why is it like you guys are trolling me right now, Dave? Dave,
Assistance.
You freaking put him up to this. How much did you pay him?
I stumble into genius comedy by accident. No. What I meant to say is they don't throw to the chains. That's what I meant to say, but I stumble into genius by accident.
I don't know.
I managed to get you both irate, and we're barely 30 minutes.
I think I remember Olave dropping a pass at the chains on the sidelines.
You know, look, I hear that. That one's less bothersome to me because, you know, on third down, for example, Olave, he's open. Like I said, the ball's a little underthrown, but like he has to make that play. But in the first 2 weeks, I didn't hear a whole lot of complaining about third downs where Carr goes deep and he hits those plays, right? No. And that's the thing. When you get that look where you got a single high safety, crowded box, it's third and two. You run a go route with Shahid and Olave, and they're one-on-one with corners that are slower. It's like, I mean, that's... I know it's third and two and people want the Saints to throw to the sticks, but like that's your mismatch. And so that bothers me less, honestly. Olave's got to go make that play. And in the first 2 weeks, like they iced both games with shot plays on third and little.
Starting a band called Crowded Box.
The thing that annoys me the most about the Saints offense.
No, never mind.
Is, Dave, do you know who the number one rated quarterback in 2021 on play action passes was?
Oh, I just heard this stat, actually. I thought
No, it was Derek Carr. He was number one in QBR on play action. Do you know what team has run the fewest amount of play action passes in 2023?
Saints.
They've run 10 plays. 10.
Really? Like, we've only run 10 play action plays?
10 play action.
Really? It's hard. You know what, though? It's hard to run play action when it's second and 12. Just saying.
Yeah.
It's hard to run play action when Taysom isn't out there.
Here's the thing, though. You don't need to run the ball well for play action to work.
I think we should run play action to Taysom.
So, Thomas, give us a donation update. Where are we? How close am I to drinking this absolute filth?
Damn, finally.
You know what? Don't donate, because I don't want to do a drunken thing after this. I'm ready to go to bed. Do not donate. Keep your money. Save it. David. Don't donate. Do not donate. No
we
more.
We are at 40% thanks to Hatchet John, 1.5k bits, who's in the lead. Jason Champagne, thanks for the Prime. To Andrew for the sub. Thanks again to Jason Champagne, Andrew, for gifting a sub. To Who That Golfer for 500 bits. And to Romeo for subscribing for 16 months.
Romeo, I don't think he's at the game, because they showed the Popes multiple times on the big screen, and I did not see Romeo with them. So maybe I'm assuming he was Romeo. Sick. Yeah, I'm assuming Romeo was not at the game.
Sick that's of looking at the Saints.
That's how I know.
When Dave tells you not to donate, it's time to give us.
Open the fires.
Yeah, I mean, no. Floodgates.
Give till it hurts.
No.
So I created a new game that we're going to do as long as the losing continues, until morale improves. I call it, instead of fuck, marry, kill, it's slap, punch, fire. And tonight.
It's a dumber version where instead of having to make three difficult decisions, you have to make the same decision three times.
Yeah. So you have Adam Prentice, Pete Carmichael, and Chris Olave. Who are you going to slap? Who are you going to punch? And who are you going to fire?
Instead of picking something that you hate, you kind of like, and you love, you have to pick something that you hate.
Yeah.
No, it's
who you hate. This is brilliant. This is brilliant.
All right. Well, you want me to go first, Ralph?
Go first.
So, first of all, I would never slap or punch a Saints player. That seems
females only.
I weigh less than 170 pounds. That doesn't
maybe
seem like
groupie.
A good.
Okay. Well,
yeah, maybe I can win a fight with groupie. Maybe actually Pete Carmichael. Maybe I could get in a fight with him and win. But. But I will reluctantly play. I feel like slap goes to Olave. Like he's had a good season. He's a good player. I'm pissed about the ball he dropped. He really he should have made that play. But like, you get a slap on the wrist. Don't do it again. Go ball out next week and it's okay. So he gets a slap. For now, I'm punching Pete Carmichael. You know. I feel like a lot of people want him fired, and I understand that. I get that. But, like, it's week four, and, like, I have no idea what we're turning to. You know, if he gets fired, like, who's the OC? How does that go? And for all of you out there, they're like, well, it can't be any worse. I don't know. It could be.
Rain.
So I'm punching him, and then I'm firing Adam Prentice. Like, get him off my football team. Like, he's a fullback. Literally, all you got to do is catch the ball in the flat when you're wide open. Don't fumble the ball. That's literally your entire job description. You screwed it up. You blew it. Look, Prentice has been a good player for the Saints, but and I feel bad saying this. I mean, he's done his job as a fullback, but like, I mean, there's other guys out there that can catch the ball in the flat and not fumble on a fullback dive. I know there is.
All right. So I'm going to go. I'm going to slap Pete Carmichael. I'm going to slap him. I'm going to slap him hard. open hand. I'm going to tell him, run goddamn play action, please. And if you don't, next week you might get upgraded to a punch. This week,
if I'm Pete Carmichael, I'm saying congratulations, Ralph. You just got Derek Carr hit 7 more times.
He'd probably just say, congratulations, I'm done with this shit. You're the OC now, cripple. I never wanted this job to begin with. I don't need this. I'm going to punch Olave. Like, the Saints offense is terrible. They're only going to get like 3 or 4 chances a game to make big plays. Prentice dropped the play that could have been like a 25-yard gain. Olave drops a touchdown, could have swung the game. I'm punching Olave, not in the face, not in the balls, but definitely in the gut. And I'm firing Prentice.
With the good arm or the bad arm? Hold on. The good arm.
Oh. Right in the kidney, you know? Right in the kidney. And then I'm firing Prentice, but I'm not just firing him. I'm loading him into the cannon and firing him. Because that turnover against Tampa, it's not possible, I think, to have a more momentum-crushing turnover than that was.
Sounds horrible. I can't believe you have him on your wall as a fathead. I can't believe it.
He's lucky he doesn't drop down. So that's my slap punch fire. Dave, who are your three? What's your order?
I didn't know. I didn't send this to Thomas ahead of time, so I don't think he has a graphic for me. But
I don't.
It's okay. There we go. There we go. By the way, you're welcome. Thanks, Chody. 98.
Oh! Yeah,
he said, "Damn it, Dave!"
I forgot to turn on the sounds. Let me play. I made him do it.
Well, let me just—I'll just do this, and we'll get this out of the way. Slap. Apparently, that's green, so that's supposed to be good. I don't see how slapping is good. I'm gonna slap Carmichael again. I like Ralph. Let's start running some.
Snap out of it.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Punch is going to be Derek Carr right in the shoulder. Maybe that'll help him heal quicker. Like lay hands. I'm going to do the Miyagi thing where I'm going to rub my hands. And what's the other one? Slap, punch, and fire?
Fire.
All right. This is going to be like hot take. But I don't know. I don't think Dennis Allen's the guy. I said it from the beginning.
I thought for sure you were going to go with Lou Headley there. I can't believe that.
I know.
He had one good one.
So Thomas, who's the MVP, and what monstrosity am I going to be drinking?
Chody is the MVP with 5K bits, and by the way, he sent a donation message of "Damn it, Dave."
Yeah, there you go. So
also thanks to your boy Alan for gifting.
Thank you.
Now I got to do this damn post podcast mail.
Yeah, I'll be good. I'll be good.
All right,
lit. Well, so what am I drinking?
Yeah, what is Ralph drinking here?
Am I drinking mango jalapeno tequila or banana pudding moonshine? It looks like Pepto.
He said, those are both strong choices.
What's the alcohol content on the moonshine?
Chody said he wants mango.
Oh, wait, hold on. But what's the alcohol content on the moonshine?
The moonshine is the 35 proof.
Oh, that's it. All right, never mind.
People are split in the chat.
This is 62 proof. No, it's mango.
The mango? Oh, well then, yeah, mango.
The mango. Sure.
The mango.
We got a mailbag to do, Ralph.
This is nasty. This. If I throw up, I got the bucket right near me. I blame Saints Rabbit. Oh my God! It smells like turpentine.
What the?
Like a taco dipped in turpentine.
Ralph, this isn't old or anything. This is just.
It's I don't know. Like it. This is, I'm, whew.
Yeah, I'm with Noel Alfredo. Moonshine, that's 35 proof. That's whack.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. Gross.
Oh, gross.
I mean, it really, Ralph, I do have to say, it is very impressive that, you can just put all of this and any of
it
into your body.
Is he puking?
Oh, God.
No, no, I think he's orgasming. No,
hey, Sally, I need assistance.
Yeah, Sally, is this an orgasm or a throwing up? We need clarification because we're not sure. It kind of looks like it could be either one.
You best come.
Oh, damn! Another 5K base from Chody. What a champ!
Oh my God!
He said moonshine time.
God. Back to back, Ralph. Let's go.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Bro, this is going to be a long night for me with Ralph. I'll be hosting. Look at me. I'm the host now. I'm going to be hosting.
Andrew, can you do the mailbag after?
I might have to.
Oh, God. You know what it smells like? It smells like the... like bubble gum. It smells like a kid's medicine. Oh, this.
Kevin's in the chat and he says this is the award show entry.
Oh, yeah.
God. This is Thomas. Check the timestamp.
Check the timestamp
this
on this.
This is what sports writers want to vote on.
I might seriously need assistance.
Let's do it. Come on. Let's go.
He's on a streak. Jesus.
All right. Well, moving on. Next topic.
You know what, though? That weirdly, it coated and got rid of that jalapeno nasty.
It's like throat coat.
It's like throat coat. It got rid of the jalapeno nasty.
Banana upside down
throat
coat.
You helped him.
It's pineapple upside down.
Thanks, Jody.
All right. Wash it down with some strawberry hard hide. Oh. There you go.
All right. Anyway.
Thank you, guys.
We can hear the Marantz, Dave, by the way.
Final question on the offense, and then we get to the defense. Does Dennis Allen, does he have the courage to do something drastic on offense?
No.
Dave?
Nope.
Already slurring?
No, he's
already slurring.
No.
Although, do you guys think, I'm just curious, do you think trading Will Lutz and cutting Blake Gillikin, like, do you think that took stones and go with two UDFA?
It took a little stones.
But that surprised me. I didn't think he had that in him, honestly.
It did, but, like, I mean...
Here's the thing.
I don't know. What else can he... I mean...
Dave. The thing is, all offseason, they were like, nobody wanted the job for offensive coordinator. Pete was the best we had. Like, nobody wanted the job, and Pete's a good coach.
It's true. And, well, I mean...
But here's the thing.
Pete did not want the job. They had
nobody wanted the Tampa job either. And Todd Bowles fired the whole offensive staff and found a random quarterback coach to be his offensive coordinator. And Tampa's offense, it looked competent. It looked organized. And, like, it was like a B-minus yesterday. Like, Todd Bowles, like, figured that shit out. And, like...
Hold on. I don't know if he's figured anything out. He just beat a shitty team. I mean, let's not go crazy here.
He had the courage to change. He had the courage to fire Byron Rethel.
He had the courage of his conviction.
He had the courage to fire Byron Leftwich.
Ralph,
it's all
can't say anyone's
me now.
Name right.
Defense.
Shit, I'd take Byron Leftwich right now. I'm not gonna lie.
Dave, you're our pass rush watcher expert.
What? I'm sorry. I have no idea how I earned this moniker.
But it was bad. It was bad again. Like, Baker had all day to throw. He was scrambling around.
Malcolm Roach.
Malcolm Roach was good. Yeah.
Yeah, he was back there a little bit.
The defense. I felt like they were kind of meh. They were missing tackles. Like, Pete Werner looked confused. Like, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't like. It was like a B-minus D. B-minus defensive performance.
I'm with you. Like, one, obviously, they've let up more points in this game than they have all season so far, and even going back to last season.
We weren't going to shut teams out every week, though. You know, it's like, the offense has to put the ball in the freaking end zone.
Blaming the defense is like victim blaming. Like, absolutely not. Like, this is not the defense's
Jordan was dressed and he
Right, the defense should not have been wearing that short skirt and that really bra and that bra. Like, absolutely. No, this is, they should not be victim. Like, this is not the defense's fault. Like, at all, up to any point in the season. You know, I'm just saying, like, they've been, you know, 20 has kind of been the magic number. Like, they've held all their opponents under 20 points, and this was finally the first game where they didn't do that. But and their tackling did look a little bit, you know, not great. Yeah, not as great. I mean, and I went out of my way 1 or 2 weeks ago to say how good I thought their open field tackling was.
We talked about that
so early in the season. Yeah. So I don't.
I'm also an LSU fan, so like Saints tackling looks decent.
Oh, you want to go there? You want to go there?
Dude, here's the thing. LSU, every time their defense is bad, the last like 15 years, they bring back 80-year-old Pete Jenkins to like, I don't know, talk to the team or whatever. The Saints need to bring back Jim Mora. Like, bring back Jim Mora to fix whatever ails them. At least he could do like post game press conferences. It would be fun. Final thing on the defense, and I want both of you to answer. Are you worried that after 2 weeks, you know, they gave up a 17-0 lead to Green Bay, 18 points in the fourth quarter. They've given up 44 points in six quarters. Are either of you concerned that this defense isn't a top 10 defense? That maybe it's like 10
smoke
to
and
like
mirrors, house 15 of cards.
And like it's goodish, but it's not like it's not what it's been the previous 5-6 years. Like, it's not going to end up top 10.
I don't know. I'll say this. I feel like it's at a precipice right now. Like, we've seen them play incredibly well, top level. Well, first 2-3 games.
Are you okay?
I am not okay. I am not. And
we saw them this week. I think like we've said about other players and other positions, like we have to give them the benefit of the doubt at this point. This was a one-off compared to three other games.
Do you need to go on a Dave Cariello bathroom break?
I might. I got the bucket right here.
So anyway, I'm not ready to.
Hey, Sally, I need assistance.
My God, if there was ever a more perfect soundbite, that was
Jody. You're a monster. Donate more.
to try to be serious, I think they get some benefit of the doubt, and let's see what happens.
Fredo says if they pump my stomach, it's for a good cause. What cause is that?
Podcast. Wait,
everyone's enjoyment.
Did they pump Ralph's stomach or Nola Fredo's stomach?
My stomach.
Oh no, it is for a good cause. The podcast. Anyway, yeah. Do you need to go to the?
I might.
Well, if you have to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom.
No,
if you have to throw up, you need to do that on air.
You can't do that live on the air.
Live
on the air, you coward.
That's right.
We need projectile hitting your camera.
Clown of the week is back. Who's your clown of the week?
I also didn't submit this to Thomas, but the guy, whoever the hell was standing there. Near the end, whatever referee was standing there near the end zone. Just Goodell, the shield, the NFL. I still can't believe they called that down at the one. That should have been a touchback. Ridiculous. It's a joke. There he is. You already have the graphic. This is perfect. Already have the clown of the week graphic for me.
Goodell.
It's right there.
The final answer
could not have made your job any easier.
I am so frightened of the rest of these alcohols that Jed has sent me. I'm just thinking about them. I am so frightened.
You're in deep shit.
I am. Thomas, I have forgotten my clown of the week.
Oh, man. Jody is asking what the record is for bits, so...
Me and Dave just rocked it out one night. I was drinking from the hand.
That was when everybody was so happy that Kevin and Andrew weren't on the show. They were like,
here's all the money. I was drinking from the Jack Daniel's honey handle. I was drinking straight from the handle. Things got out of control.
That's not 900. Is it $944?
So, yeah, probably, Thomas, yeah. I forgot my clown of the week, Thomas. Who was it?
We raised that much money.
I don't remember, man. You sent me so many messages.
My clown of the week.
Ralph just kept firing off different clowns. He couldn't decide. He just kept saying, no, it's this guy. Wait. I changed my answer. It's this guy.
I'm an entertainment god.
I'm serious. It's this guy.
I don't think you even sent it to me. I don't see it, man. Thank you for that.
My clown of the week is going to surprise you, but it's Alvin Kamara. You got to do better. You got to do like 13 catches. You got to do better, man. You got to do better. You talk about we got to have hard conversations. How about this? When you catch 13 passes, do better than 13 yards. Make people miss. Make them all miss. You know, like, I'm not saying it's your fault they didn't score, but it might have been. So you're my clown of the week, Alvin Kamara. You need to do better. You should have at least got to 40 yards on 13 catches. That's what I'm saying, Andrew. Andrew, who's your clown of the week?
My clown of the week, first of all, I did not pick Pete Carmichael and I did not pick Adam Prentice because I figured you guys would. And I figured, you know, let's go outside the box because that's low-hanging fruit. I can't believe neither of you picked Pete Carmichael or Adam Prentice. They're both very deserving and very worthy candidates.
I slapped him already. I feel like making
low-hanging fruit.
But that being said, my pick is Jameis Winston.
Wow.
He throws one pass.
Oh, yeah.
The dude can't help himself. It's a pick. He goes in there. He's like, Pete Carmichael, Dennis Allen, like, I've seen
enough. I got this, guys.
This game is done. We've lost. It's over. Jameis, just go finish it. And one pass, and it's picked off. He can't freaking help himself.
It's true. I mean, it's laughable. It's funny.
It is.
Unbelievable.
I'm still going with
that. Except it's the most believable thing ever.
No, yeah, it's believable.
He saved us from a quarterback controversy, though.
Entire
he would have gone like 5 of 5 for a touchdown. Like then we'd have had a bit. Who do you start?
You know how Jameis Winston is.
That's true. Thank you, Jameis. Thank you for still sucking. Oh, by the way, what's the stat
on
that?
You know how Jameis Winston. You know how Jameis 101
says about quarterbacks that have gone in for one play and what their record is.
Right. I was going to say, you know how he always you know how he always amortizes the stats, and he's like, this quarterback is on pace for this, and Jameis's historical
amortizes
thing.
The stats. Yeah, yeah. That's a good way.
I want to be like Jameis's stats for the season. It's 4 passes, 4 picks. Like he's on pace for 4 passes.
Amortize
and 4
that
picks.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. 0 touchdowns.
Right.
So we are presented by Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is a strawberry flavored whiskey blended with aged wheat whiskey, American light whiskey, fresh strawberries from Ponchatoula, Louisiana. It's 86 proof, blended and bottled in New Orleans, Louisiana, at the Porch Jam Distillery. Hardhide Strawberry Whiskey is not for the thin-skinned. You can pick up a bottle wherever fine spirits are sold in Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee. To learn more and to find a location to get a bottle near you, go to hardhidestrawberrywhiskey.com. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is supporting Saints Happy Hour all football season, so support the people who support the show. Grab a bottle of Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey today. We don't need a donation update, Thomas, but I wanted to tell people this before we get to the hotline. There will be a link if you're listening to the free version or on Patreon. Tickets to the live show on December 8th, open to the general public. Patrons got first crack at them. Discounted as a perk for being a patron. They got 50% off. Now, anybody can buy them. We only have about 15 tickets left that guarantee you a seat. After that, we're going to have to do standing room only and tables friends, outside.
I've been telling my friends to buy them.
It's amazing.
Make sure they get in there.
Sports dream.
Yeah, John Mulaney is performing December 9th, the day after in New Orleans, and my wife wanted to go, but I told her that we all had dinner plans, so she's on her own.
Dave, do you want to read Kevin's love update real quick? He posted one in the chat.
Oh, yeah. Kevin's love update. Oh, he posted one. Sean Orleans in the chat says that he met an amazing woman on set. Well, my love update was that he rescued two cats and that his love life was over. But Kevin's love update, the actual love update, is that he met an amazing woman on Saturday. She's an English professor,
not in the medical field.
Not in the medical field. Shocker.
Check.
Far
check. Yeah.
We met for a date at the St. Louis Art Museum. Now this feels like if she's an English professor and Kevin is Kevin, this feels like she was on her home turf. Like this is an away game
that's
for
right.
Kevin.
That's right. It's an away game.
At the art museum. But he said that went well. So it seems like he kept it close. Score was close at the art museum. It was a moral victory. He made her laugh talking about the tight butter on the paintings.
What?
What does that mean?
Dave, I'm drunk and I read better than you. Jesus.
No. That's what he wrote. Now I'm reading it correctly. I made her laugh talking about the tight butt. I think he just added about the tight butt on the paintings. Okay. We went and got an early dinner at an Italian Spanish tapas. Well, wait. Is it this restaurant? It's conflicted. It doesn't know whether it's Italian or Spanish or it's both.
Yeah. This feels like it.
How could you be both? After dinner, we went across the street, sat at a picnic table and kept talking for another hour. I don't understand. Where was this picnic table? Did you just walk across
somewhere
the street?
In St. Louis? Apparently across from the Italian Spanish place.
She ended up coming back to my place for a couple of hours. Yada yada yada.
We both are a couple of dorks.
Yada yada yada. We both are a couple of dorks.
He says that. She said she looks like Gillian Anderson.
Gillian
Anderson and Rachel McAdams' cousin.
Kevin Jr. Okay. On the way.
All right. Okay. There's I really need all these sounds. She ended up coming with a couple of dorks. Nola Fredo asks, and I have the same question. Italian tapas? Like
what the
I'm not familiar with that. I'm Italian. I am not familiar with the tapas. So again, I'm not sure that you went to an Italian
tapas place.
I don't know.
Kevin, come back on the show.
Panera?
Damn it.
Did you go to Panera?
Get off your job where you work nights and get back on the show, guys.
You went to Olive Garden, didn't you? Admit it. You think unlimited breadsticks is a tapas?
They make small. Wait, what did he say? It's both. They make small portions of things. Okay, Sean Orleans / Kevin Held. You know, just because you just take a dish and then make a smaller version of it, that's not
tapas.
I don't think that means
that's not tapas. It's just a crappy restaurant.
Yeah. I think tapas has to be from Spain. No, is that not a Spanish thing?
But Aldo Mourinho makes a good point that if you do like a mini spaghetti meatball, it can be like an Italian tapa.
No, that's still just fucking spaghetti and meatballs. It's just not enough.
Other Saints podcasts are breaking down the all 22. They're giving you snap counts. We're debating.
They're lecturing you about how you shouldn't care.
Yeah, they're lecturing you about how you shouldn't care. And we are arguing if Italian tapas is even a thing.
It is definitely not a thing. I'm almost 100% positive.
I love this podcast. So, all right, we got through the love update. We're at an hour and 2 minutes. Thomas killed like four segments. Peek behind the curtain. He's like, Ralph, this show is going to be 9 hours. You need to kill topics.
What I really want to know, Ralph, is how much is it going to take for you to consider drinking a third shot?
I mean, hit me up.
Wait.
Hit me.
Kevin says it's called Guido's Tapas in St. Louis.
That's not real. That is not real.
My entire family. family heritage is offended. He says, look it up online.
Oh my God.
I'm that still not sure I is,
that is an ab-
No, Lafredo is like Guido's tapas. 5 question marks. Good night, I love you.
The only thing worse is somebody in the chat put the Discord, which is a perk if you're a patron, by the way, if you listen to the free version. They have a pizzeria in Richmond, Andrew, that's hot for pizza, and it's Van Halen.
Richmond, dude. Virginia?
Yeah, it's called Hot for Pizza, and it's Van Halen themed
with really
with memorabilia.
Wow.
And you should go.
All right. That sounds fun.
So Thomas said to us, Thomas, you tell me not to tell people what is on the behind the scenes because it makes it less interesting. So I'm not going to do that. Thomas, you do the intro to the hotline. You do it.
Okay, guys. I think this was my favorite hotline of all time, and I'm not exaggerating. Uncensored version is 16 minutes long, so a bit less than last week, but still, you know, a pretty long hotline. People were mad at everything. DA, Pete Carmichael, Carr, even the defense. And guess what? Jameis 101 called again, and this time for real. And it's going to be on the show. You could hear it. Jerry from JLD Hot Sauce called twice. The other Jerry, the one who's always watching us live, even right Jerry now, Fest. On Twitch called. And even one fan from Boston called to one. Taunt us already, oh, guys.
Jesus.
Guido's Pizzeria and Tapas.
It's time for this week's hottest takes from the Saints Happy Hour Hotline.
Derek Carr is now officially David Carr, because remember, Ralph is never wrong. He's only early.
Hey, you guys. This is JLD Hot Sauce here. Sorry to say, our boys look donezo. The offense is just non-existent. It's a sad day in New Orleans. All right. Y'all have a great day. Just listen to your post-game show. You guys were spot on. These flopping clowns, welcome to the 2-15 New Orleans Saints.
Oh, my God, it's halftime. Our car is in the ditch. Our defense is just, oh, my God, what the hell is going on here? Jesus.
Yeah, Jameis 101 again. Hide like my boy. One pass, one interception.
Derek Carr is kind of bad. He only got 28 passing yards. And
no, he got
his
more than
O-line
that.
Sucks, too. His O-line needs to do better. That's and true. He's overthrowing the ball, too.
Hey, Saints Happy Hour Podcast. It's your cousin from Boston. Oh, we can't wait till next Sunday when your motherfuckers come up to Boston. Your fucking Derek Carr quarterback can't even throw an idea away, let alone a ball. And let me tell you, Pete Carmichael can't call a game. He can't call a game like my fucking 2-year-old can't call the fucking phone. You guys, holy shit, we can't wait for you to come up there. Bill Belichick is going to eat Dennis Allen apart. It's going to be awesome.
Apart.
You guys are going to get smacked up there. Holy shit. Get that team under fucking control.
Nothing more needs to be said than I'm going to see Breeze and I took him for granted. I mean, car processes things slower than an iPhone 2.
Hey, here's a cool thing to do. Look up the definition of quiet quitting in the dictionary and you'll see Pete Carmichael's picture. You know, he said he didn't want the job and we should have believed him.
Hello, Ralph, Andrew, Dave, Kevin, and Tomas. This is Jerry G from Gulfport, Mississippi. I want to call to address this. This team, this New Orleans Saints team, completely freaking suck. After they lost to Tampa Bay on Sunday, they are 2-2, and I'll tell you why, because Pete Carmichael is doing the dumbest shit every week. I'm talking the same old shit every freaking week, and we lose at the end of the game. I'm tired of it. It's time for something new. If this team don't get any better the next 2 or 3 weeks, you might as well forget about the playoffs, and you might as well forget about a freaking Super Bowl berth. Now, this ain't going to work. This team needs a major fix-up. Either way, I just want to call and say y'all doing a good job. Who that to y'all? Go Saints. Let's try to get some things done right. Who that?
Love it.
I love it.
So good. Ooh.
Guys, Ralph Marlboro here. You know I take my flavored whiskey very seriously and would never steer you wrong. I want to tell you about Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is a strawberry-flavored whiskey blended with aged wheat whiskey, American light whiskey, fresh strawberries from Ponchatoula, Louisiana. It's 86 proof. Blended and bottled in New Orleans, Louisiana at the Porch Jam Distillery. Hardhide Strawberry Whiskey is not for the thin-skinned. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is supporting Saints Happy Hour all football season. So support the people who support the show. Grab a bottle of Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey today. You can pick up a bottle wherever fine spirits are sold in Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee. To learn more and to find a location to get a bottle near you, go to hardhidestrawberrywhiskey.com. That's hardhidestrawberrywhiskey.com.
Thomas, I think we need to make the hotline, I think we need to make it public, and we might even need to like promote it on Facebook. I think we are doing the New Orleans Saints.
It's gonna be 40 minutes long, man.
We're doing a service, man. We're giving people a chance to vent, to get
it's
therapy,
a therapy.
To get,
free therapy,
to get
guys.
The poison, to get the poison
We've got all
out of
ages,
them.
I gotta say,
like I feel better. After.
I do.
It's therapeutic. Does. It's therapeutic, and you know, I mean, for the podcasts out there that tell you to be detached and not take it serious, I'm not even trying to take shots at them, but like, this is why we do this, man.
Yeah.
Like for you guys that are so passionate about it and you get so fired up, like on Sunday, we were right there with you. I was at a horse race and I was so pissed off. I was like, give me another Coors Light. I probably drank like 50 of them. I was so pissed.
Yeah. He called
and
in.
He was late. He had an IPA.
He was late to the post game show, and right before I hopped out of the studio, Andrew hopped in and he said, "Cripple, hit the record button. I got a lot of problems with you people." And he went for like 30 more minutes.
I mean, what are we doing here? Like, if we're not passionate about it, and like, man, I don't know. Like, even though the Saints suck and that game was disgusting, like I get goosebumps listening to that. That was amazing.
That was amazing.
It was so good.
The hotline. I just wish people, like, if they win, if they somehow beat New England, like, bring that same energy when they win.
Who was the New England guy? Who the hell was that?
Yeah, who's that? So
I don't know.
That was my favorite call of all time, man.
That was crazy good, man.
I feel like moving forward, guys.
Game to talk.
We need like fake opponents. Every week, be like, "Oh, we're licking our chops," like whatever it is.
Well,
I like how he's talking trash about our quarterback situation when their quarterback got benched
and with the accent
and gifted the other team like 22 points.
The Patriot fans hate Mac Jones. I just need to Thomas, make a note of this when you promote the hotline after the game. Just like tag the Saints and who dat, but tag the next week's opponents with whatever catchy slogan that they have, you know, like I'm sure the Patriots is like Patriot up or whatever the hell.
Patriot up.
This is why Ralph is in marketing.
That's all right. I'm marketing.
Hey guys, I've been thinking about this all week. What do you think about Patriot up?
That's right. Well, dude, the Titans is literally Titan up.
And everybody else
rise
in the boardroom,
up.
Everybody else in the boardroom is like, "Oh my god!"
Rise up,
like,
tighten up, Patriot up.
Like, oh my god, we had to hire him because he was crippled, and
we had to fulfill
the quota.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Or what about Bangle down? So
Patriot act.
That's good.
from the Polish guy.
So, the Saints Happy Hour viewer mailbag is brought to you by Hardhide
Games. Better
Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey. You can pick up a bottle wherever fine spirits are sold in Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee. To learn more and to find a location to get a bottle near you, go to hardhidestrawberrywhiskey.com. It's freaking amazing. And also, whenever you buy it, tag Hardhide Whiskey on Hardhide Strawberry Whiskey on Twitter, on Facebook, to let them know that you bought it because you heard about it on Saints Happy Hour. Thomas, hit take it to the top.
Roger that.
Thomas, is this week, is the mailbag full of bangers, or are you saving them for the live mailbag after?
It's decent. All right. I think there will be some bangers in the chat. We'll try to take the questions from the chat only, guys. So,
all right,
keep them coming, guys.
You didn't do finger guns.
Oh, my stomach is. I'm worried that if I do finger guns too strong, it might trigger a vomitorium up in here. All right, Thomas, what you got for us?
All right, first question from the Wicker Man. He asks, how much does the Saints' performance after his retirement, plus the Broncos' performance so far this year, improve Breeze's legacy?
I mean, how much does Peyton being almost a complete dumpster fire in Denver, how much does that help Drew's legacy, Andrew?
What's that? Sorry.
How much does Peyton being horrible in Denver, how much does that improve Drew's legacy? You know?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Pretty significantly, honestly. I don't know. I mean, I think in a sense, it's like, Drew needed Sean. Sean needed Drew. They both needed Mickey, you know. And then sometimes when you break the band apart and they play with other musicians, it just doesn't sound the same, you know. So I think that was kind of like a perfect storm of like they all needed each other and it came together at the right time. So, but yeah, I mean, I think what Sean was able to do in New Orleans after Drew was pretty impressive. Actually.
I got to say this, though. His defense in Denver, it might be worse than anything he ever had with the Saints. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's year one, but yeah.
No, but Andrew, this is crazy. Denver's defense hasn't forced an incomplete pass in the first half of a game since week two against Washington. And that,
well,
that,
Sean Payton,
and that incompletion was a Hail Mary.
Sean Payton should be used to this. So that's a strike against him more so that he still can't handle and figure this out.
Well, hold on. Hail Mary going incomplete is shocking because that always gets completed.
Right.
I mean, everyone knows that's automatic. So that's shocking.
Right. Well, nobody's completing Hail Marys against the Broncos because they have healthy leads before the half. I'm kind of with Wicker Man. Like this very question has crossed my mind, but I do think it's too early. I do think you've got to give Peyton 3 to 4 years.
He needs DA to get fired.
You gotta give him a chance.
They can bring DA to Denver. Yeah.
Because I gotta be honest with you, I don't think he likes Russell Wilson. I think Peyton took this job.
I agree.
I think Peyton took this job knowing he didn't like Russell Wilson, knowing he was gonna drive Russell Wilson out of this job in a year. Then he was gonna put in his own person.
Like Sean Payton is perfectly fine going 6-11 and drafting Michael Penix from
the So I don't know. I think it's too early, but. Breeze, I think we all realize how great Breeze was, and like you cannot do any of the things on field that Peyton wanted to do without having Breeze. And
I want to throw up so bad.
You just cannot do it. Gotta do it.
What's next, Thomas?
All right. Next
I'm
question.
For the Saints talk. Stay for the vomiting.
Remember to keep the questions coming, guys, for the live mailbag after the show. All right, next question from Charlie Van. This is a long one. The MVP lead, current MVP leader.
How much do they have to donate for you to drink another one?
$50. Huh. I'll drink another one.
Oh, $50? My God.
You're a whore.
That's it?
Dave's opening his
options?
Wallet.
What are the options?
I mean,
I have $50 right here.
Yeah.
What?
What are the options?
I tell you what. You answer the next question. I'll go get three options.
All right, go.
You can pick it.
All right.
Jesus
this is your
Christ,
chance, people.
Man.
All right, what's the question, Tom?
You might be able to put Ralph to sleep live on the air.
He's not going to last till the mailbag after, guys. So, yeah. Just a fair warning.
No, okay, but it's going to be great content.
Question from Chody. Would you rather lose the 11 out of the 13 we have left and smash Atlanta both games, like 37-0 and 49-6, or would you rather be mediocre and win six more, sitting at 8-9 with the final Saints versus Falcons game be the ticket to the playoffs, but we lose that game and they advance? Very complicated question.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Give me the two blowouts over the Falcons. Yeah, I can't go 8-9, miss the playoffs, and it'd be at the hands of the Falcons. That's a non-starter. Non-starter.
All right. Would you rather lose?
And the draft pick will be nice.
These alcohols that Jed Saints Rabbit event, they don't even have, they're not even brands. It just says.
Well, that's good because we have an alcohol sponsor, and he wouldn't want you.
Yeah,
to
he wouldn't
the brands
want
anyway.
It just says strawberry 99 proof. This is a hard hide.
Well,
the hard hide house. This is. It just says peach. 99 proof. It just says banana, 99 proof.
Ugh.
I mean,
you don't even know if it's vodka or
it just that doesn't. It says it
what
doesn't.
Color banana.
Banana, it's liqueur.
That's horrible.
Peach
99 proof, though.
Doesn't
My
even
God.
Say, but peach is 99 proof. And strawberry is liqueur, too. 99 proof.
Ugh. Gross.
What's next, Thomas?
All right, next question. Keep the questions coming, guys, for the mailbag after. LD asks, what was worse, last week's second half with Jameis or today's entire game?
Wow. Wait, what was... Oh, yeah.
I mean...
What's great. Behind door number C?
Number three?
No, number C.
It's tough.
This is great. This is good podcasting, guy. Silence.
I'm falling apart.
I'm still rattled.
Apart.
Ralph said that. When are the Saints going to check down? I'm still rattled about that. I'm not going to lie.
That's
still in the back of my mind.
Does Ralph watch the games?
13 for 30.
Does Ralph watch the games?
13
Kevin?
Catches.
No, Kamara just
33 yards
right now.
When are they going to check down?
As we were doing this podcast,
I am a football
for 2.53 yards.
I am football expert. No, I would say Sunday was worse than Jameis' second half because at least Jameis. Like, they were winning, so you're like, just one drive, Jameis, one drive, and we can win this thing. Just get us one drive. And he did it, and then Groupie missed the field goal. So I would say Sunday was worse.
Yeah, that's the correct answer.
No LaFreitas.
We just threw him out there yesterday just for shits and giggles, really.
Yeah. All right, Thomas, what's next?
All right, final question of the show, but not the night.
Not the night, that's right.
From... Ace Rabbit.
They're taking mercy on you, Ralph. I can't believe they're not donating.
I know. We should donate. Come on. He's going to drink another one.
Chody's not here, probably. Next question from Ace
Rabbit.
Where's
Hatchet John?
Where's Hatchet John when you need him?
Where's Cajun Sands?
What movie sports Bud team
Rich,
do...
we need you.
What movie sports team do we most closely resemble right now?
I mean, if it, if we're talking about the Bucks game, we're the Bad News Bears.
Oof.
Hmm. Hmm.
That's a good
question.
What's the team in necessary?
Wait, is this
roughness?
From Ain't Rabbit or Saints Rabbit?
He changed his nickname on Discord.
Oh, okay. All right. I get it.
I would say, what's the team in the replacements?
Yeah.
That would be good.
Don't they win, though?
Yeah, at the end, but not at the beginning.
Ross being optimistic.
Maybe we will, too.
No, I mean, we're only 2-2 here.
That banana pudding was such a bad decision. Like, it was as bad. It was as bad a decision as Sean Payton picking Vance Joseph as his defense.
I think you need. I think you need some banana liqueur to.
Well, what movie sports team do we most?
Hatchet John.
Hatchet John.
How much was that?
$1K. So.
No.
So now we gotta get to
so what, we're halfway there, we need 1k more,
we need it's time for game preview and picks and fantasy, but I want to talk about the Patriots first. And I know Saints fans, we feel like the Saints offense is an absolute dumpster fire and it's terrible. But I'm here to tell you, the Patriots offense, it might not be worse, but it's definitely in the Saints neighborhood. It's probably on the same street. Mm-hmm. They, Andrew, mm-hmm. are mm-hmm. horrible on offense. They have, their skill positions are significantly worse than the Saints. Their offensive line is injured to hell. Mac Jones is regressing every week. Like, this is a winnable game. New England is a 1.5 favorite.
Really?
We're betting
people. That's
well,
it. Huh?
They're home, so I guess that's
home. I mean, maybe let's look at the results first, Ralph.
Yeah, home should be +3, so I guess they're not.
What
really
do you favorite. What do you say?
Yeah, look at the results.
And just dedicated.
I'm like, so close to like hurling. I got the bucket right here.
If you come, you best come hard.
Also, thanks to Cloud Golfer for 1K bits. Let's look at the results of the predictions from last week, guys, because they are fun, let me tell you. Ralph won +1 point for predicting the Bucks winning. Also, Kevin, same deal. And the fantasy players, then that's an interesting
and Andrew
topic.
Was like my Kevin Costner to my Whitney Houston. He really took the bullet for me there. Thank you, man.
Yeah. Jameis Winston -2 points, so that's -2 for Andrew also. Ralph, third week in a row, 0 points for Foster Moreau, -2 points. Dave picked Chris Olave, who got only 1.4 fantasy points, and that's +1 point. And Kevin picked the star of the game, Alvin Kamara, with 12 catches, which was 21.4 in fantasy.
We're calling +2 points. The star of the game? I don't know.
It's for the fourth week in a row. He's killing it. And look, let's look at the current standings.
Kevin's probably winning.
Oh, Kevin's crushing us.
You think so? Kevin with 12 points. Dave, 3 gross. Points. Andrew with 2. And Ralph with -2 points.
Yeah,
since I'm last.
Start catching up, man.
I'm last, I'll go first. Thomas, put the score up because I always forget. And in my current, My current condition, I can't remember.
he's like a Porky Pig, but deep condition.
17-13 Saints. I'm picking the Saints to win.
Wow.
Here's the thing. Thomas, it's time.
I love him so much.
It's time to pick the big guns. Time to go for the big guns. My Saints fantasy player of the week, Derek Carr, is going to throw for 350 yards.
And the Saints are going to move up and down the field. But they're only going to score 17 points. And it's going to take a late Derek Carr 80-yard touchdown drive to win the thing. The Saints are going to have 500 yards of offense, but only score 17 points. It's my prediction. Derek Carr. Who's next?
You can decide the order, Ralph. You can
decide the order. Go do Kevin.
There we go.
Oh man, Kevin already? I am texting Kevin right now, so Kevin should go last.
All right, then Dave, you go.
Oh my gosh. I do I'm gonna steal Nolafredo's joke. Kevin's too busy eating Italian tapas.
Post your predictions in the chat, guys.
Italian tapas.
Oh, I'm yawning. I yawned and I thought I was gonna vomit.
We got a long way to go tonight, boys.
We do.
What the hell did I?
We still need a little bit of donations for Ralph to take another shot. Let's go.
We do. And this could get worse, believe it or not. If you can believe it or not, this could get worse.
Less than 2K, guys.
It can always get worse before it gets worse.
That's we need 1900 bits.
Yeah, thank you. Look, somebody says I'm worried about Ralph. Thank you.
No, you're not. Look, the Patriots. This is an interesting matchup because I kind of feel like we're kind of both in the same situation here. We've got a quarterback. We don't know whether he's the real deal or not. We keep throwing him out there. We've got. I don't know. I pick the just as far as game score is concerned, I think Saints lose. I pick Patriots 27, Saints 13. I'm not that sold on our defense still. I know I said that earlier that, you know, we can't judge them by one game, but I am a little nervous. They're missing their middle linebacker.
They're missing their best pass rusher.
Yeah, I mean, we can definitely win this game.
Their best corner, Gonzalez.
Yeah, I mean, we can definitely win this game, but I'm just
Bill Belichick's coaching.
Yeah, right. Well,
against Dennis Allen,
maybe Bill Belichick
and Pete Carmichael.
Maybe he's on the death spiral though.
Bill Belichick. Well, but that's the thing is like Bill Belichick coming off of his worst loss ever in the history of his career.
That's right.
So I don't know. This is a toss up for me. And what did you say the line was?
Patriots by 1.5.
That makes sense. I mean, like I'm surprised it's not a pick'em. It may move to be a pick'em. I pick Patriots 27, Saints 13. But fantasy guy, I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with Groupie. First of all, here's a not hot take, but Groupie is gonna end up being the leading scorer of the Saints team by the end of the season.
Well, no shit, man. Mm-hmm. It's usually the kicker.
I said not hot.
Wow. Yeah. People get real upset when we pick against the Saints. Like the comments on YouTube are just straight, like pure rage.
You know, defenses get real.
Dave,
defenses get real upset when you score on them.
Dave, check this out. I'm texting with Kevin, and I'm like, "Hey, you can pick third. You probably won't pick the same player as Dave. So tell me who you want to pick." And he picked Groupie.
Yes, yes.
Take
fuck
that,
you,
Kevin. Boy.
F you, Kevin. Suck it. Suck it long. Suck it hard. This feels so good. I love it. Make a second pick, Kevin.
Okay, the pick is in for Kevin, but first the prediction, which is pretty interesting. He picked the Patriots to win. Maybe you can guess the score, guys, this time.
6-9.
3-0.
6-5.
No, but Andrew's close. Andrew's close.
No.
And he changed it last time. He changed it last moment from 4-3. That's a big change. That's a big change.
4-3.
Somebody in the chat said,
"Yeah, from 4-3." Yeah,
the mini eight.
So two safeties. Arm.
Yeah,
no, it'd be a field goal and a safety.
No, four. No, But he was saying he changed it from 4-3. Kevin was going to pick a score of 4-3, damn, which would have been two safeties and a field goal.
That would be so sad.
And all right, so who's his player?
His fantasy star of the game is he's stealing your son, Andrew. Mm. It's
Shahid.
Need for Shahid.
Mm. All right, well, this is setting up well for Kevin to potentially lose some points. My
fingers crossed.
You never know. Derek has been playing so well lately, you know.
But 5-3. I mean, he's not going to win any points on the score prediction.
My prediction is that Kevin is correct. The Saints will not find the end zone. Oh. However, that one field goal that Groupie kicks will be no good. So Dave is also correct. The Patriots will be scoring 27 points. My score is Patriots 27, Saints 0.
Oh, my God.
We will be shut out in New England. Bill Belichick pants the Saints.
I hate you.
You know, this is tough. This is tough to pick a fantasy player when you get goose-egged, when you get shut out on the road. I believe this is going to be our darkest moment, friends. So get ready. But I got to pick somebody. So what the hell? I'll go with Michael Thomas.
There isn't enough hard hide strawberry whiskey in the world to make 27 and nothing okay. If that comes true, I hate you, Andrew. That would be darker. That might be the darkest moment.
Fuck you, Andre George.
Exactly, Thomas. That would be, I think, if the Saints got shut out in New England, I think it might be the darkest moment I've ever witnessed as a Saints fan. Because even with Ditka and Mora and the darkest of that, like, that you looked at the roster and you were like, this roster is garbage. Like, if the Saints get shut out when they just spent $150 million on a quarterback and they have three Saints Hall of Famers at the skill positions in Kamara and Michael Thomas and probably Olave. Like,
and Jimmy Graham.
And Jimmy Graham. Like, four Saints Hall of Famers at the skill positions and $150 million quarterback, and they get shut out. I think it would be the darkest Saints moment of my life. Besides the fact when I puke in this bucket in the mail during the mailbag, live mailbag, which we're doing in 5 minutes. You people don't have any faith. I hate you. Derek Carr is going to be amazing. Saints are going to get to 3-2. I feel it in my bad arm.
That's a great comment. That's worse than the Spanish tiramisu. Nice. Well played.
All right. So, Thomas, before we get out of here, give us the final MVP tally.
All right. So we reached.
Oh, and I got to remind them. I got to remind them what the MVP you can win this fine knife from Jerry from Hot Sauces and JLD Hot Sauces and Knives. Look at it. It is a quality. That is a quality freaking product right there. So proceed, Thomas. I was gonna call you Kevin. That's
proceed, Kevin.
That's how drunk I am.
Yeah, so we reached our goal for fourth week in a row. So stay tuned after the show for the live mailbag for the first time ever. We're gonna take like a 2 to 3 minute break. So don't go anywhere, guys. Thanks to everyone who donated. Thanks to Romeo, to Jason Champagne, to Who That Golfer, to Andrew, to Hatchet John, to your boy Alan, and the MVP for the second time ever, I think, which is... Chody98 with 10K bits.
And who is Chody 98? This is new to me. Who is Chody 98?
Big fat amount.
And by the way,
you're going to remember the name now, man.
I am.
Chode.
I want to thank everybody who listens or watches us on YouTube. And I want to give a shout out to Thomas. We had in September, when you add up views, listens, downloads, we had 93,000 views, downloads, whatever combined on YouTube. Downloads. That's
freaking 20, amazing.
20,000 of that was Jameis one of one.
It all counts the same.
It does. It's true.
Make
it
that YouTube cash.
And 12, potential 12, Kevin Lovers.
We're not making any cash.
$12.50. but thanks, guys. We really appreciate everybody listening, supporting the show, going to the YouTube channel. It's amazing. Thomas does an amazing job with YouTube. You should go to saintshappyhour.com, become a patron if you're not. So, guys, thanks for listening and supporting Saints Happy Hour. Please go to saintshappyhour.com, become a patron, and support the show. We can't do it without you guys' support. Thanks to Dave. Thanks to Andrew. Thanks to Kevin. He was hanging out in the chat, giving us a love update, pretending that Italian tapas is a thing, even though it's not. And to Thomas, the best producer on earth, running the show back in Poland. Listen, the Saints may be an absolute mess. When the Saints are a mess, we are at our best. Jokes, jokes, and more jokes. We got you covered. It's going to be okay. We're going to laugh at the Saints. It's going to be fine. So, guys, until next time, the bar is closed.
And stick around. Don't go anywhere, guys.
Don't go anywhere. Stick around. Live mailbag. That's going to get wild.